Hey you guys, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. Before we get started, I want to tell you all a joke. What is something that runs but never gets anywhere? A refrigerator. But I asked this question a few days ago. If you go back, look at the date on this podcast and go back about 3 or 4 days, and I think that's when I posted this question to Facebook. This is a very recent question, but I asked, what do you bring to the table? A lot of times we want people that have X, Y, and Z, but what do you bring to the table? And table is a metaphor for a situation. You can be an employee. What do you bring to the workplace? You could be a family member. We could be a relative. What do you bring to the family? You can be a friend. Excuse me. I apologize for that. Okay. You can be a family member. What do you bring to the family? You can be a friend. What do you bring to the friendship? You could be a companion. What do you bring to the relationship? Relationship. He ain't ready for no relationship. That's what Steve Harvey said. But, yeah, what you bring. Some people, they bring, laughter and joy. You have people that bring inspiration and motivation. You have people that come bearing gifts. They bring gifts and things of monetary value, if not just plain money. And you have people that I like those friends that aren't yes men. The friends that kind of tell you the truth and say, hey, now you know you was wrong for that. Now, you know, I like those type friends where they tell you the truth or they correct you, but it's not in a condescending way. They correct you, be like, hey, you know what? You ain't have to do like that now. I like those type friends. Or they give you their honest opinion about something because they don't want you looking crazy. Some people bring the real. When they step into your life, they bring the realness, you know? So what do you bring me? If we at work and we having a gathering, like I bring my piece of whatever, you know, if I say I'm bringing chips, I bring chips. If I say I'm bringing donuts, I bring donuts, you know, whatever I say I'm bringing. Most of the time I bring sweet tea, but, I bring my sweet tea, but if I don't help set up, I help dismantle and break down, and I help clean up toward the end. That's just what I do. Like, when I come, as my mother would say, when I come, help comes. You know, like, I don't mind helping, especially if I didn't help set up on the front end, more than likely, I help, you know, clean up and put everything back in its place toward the end. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'm very tired. I mean, zesty. Okay. But, what else? Let's see. As far as my family goes, I bring, I come bearing gifts. Like, I just love provide for my family, you know, like that's my thing. Like, if they want some or they need some, I get it for them, you know. That's just what I do for my folks, you know, and I do it and I be done with it. Like, I don't take pictures and try to tell everybody if I do you a favor. I did you a favor. We ain't got to speak on it no more. And I ain't going to keep bringing it up and act like you owe me a favor because I did you one. I did what I did for you and I'm gone by my business. I ain't holding it over your head. You don't owe me nothing back. You know? Because how I see it, since it's no lacking anything, whatever I did for you, it's going to come back to me in another form of another blessing. So, you know, it's no, and if I was able to do it, you know, I just did it from the heart. I didn't do it expecting anything back. But a thank you, as long as you say thank you, I appreciate it. You know, as long as you say that, I'm good. But, yeah, we got to know what we bring to the table. And I know we in a generation where, you know, the millennials, we're so independent. We're all entrepreneurs and we don't need anybody and all of that. But everybody needs somebody to help, you know. We can't do every single thing ourselves. You know what I mean? So, it's like with me, I can't change a flat tire. So, I have to call my insurance when I get a flat tire. You know? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a woman. And this certain stuff, I ain't even really trying to learn how to do. Or I even want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I could do everything a man can do, they take the fun out of, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we here for. We do the opposite of one another. And just because I can do it, you know, if I got somebody around that'll do it for me, why not let him do it? You know what I'm saying? We have to stop trying to do everything, especially women in my culture. Like, stop trying to be these superheroes and do all these things. Like, who sold us that and told us that's what we had to be as a woman? You don't have to be like superhuman and stuff. You ain't got the, I seen this, like, it was a woman had just had her baby and she was in the hospital on her laptop holding her newborn. And it's like we perpetuate and we praise this thing of, yes, you can do it all. Just because you can do a whole bunch of something, that don't mean that you not overworked and you not burnt out. Sometimes we gotta take a break. Like, everybody need a break. Even children get tired. Children ain't grown, but they get tired too. They be at school all day, running, jumping, playing, and learning. Even children get tired. So you telling me somebody who go to work all day, probably go to school part-time online and got a couple kids and a husband and got to come home and cook dinner. Like, let's bring things to the table. And what we going to do is we're going to help one another out. So you don't get too burnt out. I don't get too burnt out. You see what I'm saying? I'm not coming. And let's do this. I probably said this on another episode, so I'm just reiterating. But we gonna stop bringing all our issues and problems to people. You fix yourself, you heal your own wounds, you lick your own wounds. Then what you do is, then you go to somebody in a positive state. Don't bring all that negativity into people's life. Everybody already got their own stuff they dealing with. So when you come to somebody, come with the best intentions, come in their life to make them happy, bring them joy, and treat them good. If those aren't your intentions, when you mean somebody, if you ain't got no intentions of treating them good, leave them folks the hell alone. Because I'm telling you, people got enough shit on their plate by themselves. What Tyler Perry said, I could do bad all by myself. Stop playing with these folks. You did not have to bother them. If you toxic, crazy, deranged, all that shit, stay your ass at home or go to the psych ward. Don't be coming into these normal people like, then you fuck they shit up, then call them crazy when you leave. No, bitch, you made me crazy. But that's another topic for another time. But what do you bring to the table? help, happiness, harmony, peace, what you bring to a situation that you're in. Are people scared to lose you? Do people even want you around? Will somebody be like, oh, Ebony coming? Do they be like, oh, that's what's up, Ebony coming, she funny as hell, she cool? Or when they say, Ebony coming, man, I don't feel like being by her hair, and I don't like what she got. Like, what's the energy behind your presence? People ought to want to see you. People ought to miss you. Because you that good. People ought to ask, what's such and such it? They ought to want to be around you. So think about that. What do you bring to the table? Is what you bring to the table so fantastic that people look forward to? Even what you post on social media. Are you somebody who always posting about your old significant other or one of your exes? You always on the dogging people or storing mess? Are you one of them people that post good inspirational stuff that make people think, not then with a negative connotation to it or no underlying shade? What you posting? You know what I'm saying? What you doing out here? Are you just taking up space out here in the world? Or is you on bullshit? Like, what you doing? Are you making people day when you go about your life? Are you complimenting people when you see them with something on? Oh, I love their sweater. Nice earrings. Blah, blah, blah. You ever notice when you compliment somebody on something? You'll see them doing compliment folks. Y'all always want to talk about somebody when they dress dirty and ugly. Then when somebody get flag, you don't want to pay them a compliment. When you see somebody who normally be dusty, when they wear something cute, be like, oh, nice bandana or whatever the fuck they be wearing. You know, then this thing, you know, that help people self-esteem. When you make people feel good about themselves, they like being around you. Okay? Think about that. You don't want nobody to see you and don't feel like, don't invite her to the party. She be on bullshit. She like to fight when she go out. Is you the one that I would be fighting starting shit at the club? And that way your friends don't invite you nowhere. What you bring to the table? Bring harmony, peace, happiness, joy, laughter, you know. Bear gifts when you come somewhere. Even if you want no people that be talking shit or don't nobody want to see you, but like, oh yeah, we gonna invite her to the baby shower. She buy good gifts. Maybe that's your shit. You buy nice gifts. And even if you come to work late, they be like, oh, she never show up on time, but she be working good. She know how to do her job. Like, it's people like that. They may be bad in one area, but they so good at something else, it make up for it. Be that person. Even if you got a fucked up trait, whatever else you got, it's exceptionally, you do it exceptionally well to the point where it's like it the other shit that you do fucked up slide, you know. Like old boy hairline push back, but he come with them racks though, you know, something like that, to something to that effect, you know. But yeah, think about that. What do you bring to the table? Table is a metaphor for a situation. You can go back and look on the post. I explained it to a young man on the post, a young sir. The table is a metaphor for a situation. But yeah, I ain't mean to make this so long, y'all. I'm tired. But yeah, just hit me up and I'm out here. I'm making money moves too. Money moves Monday. Grind all night till it's Monday. Grind all night Sunday till it's Monday. But yeah, y'all stay in touch and share this with your friends. The more y'all listen, the more I get paid. But yeah, I ain't mean for this to be so long. But yeah, y'all holler back at me. Thanks for listening. Bye.